Hello, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'll be your guide for the next few minutes through this meditation. The morning meditation is a great way to start your week, and it's an exceptional way to start your day. So each week, there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. Then after that, we begin to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals, either for that week, for that day, for that month, to help you move toward where you want to go on a whole. So this week's focus is you and the fifth dimension connection. So if you will please be sure that you are in the meditation position. Have your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. Take a few deep and easy connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale nice and slowly. And inhale again from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale. Very good. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. And this tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, and all the way to the center of the earth. And those roots are embedded into the center of the earth. And you are almost as an extension of this tree trunk going up, as you are very connected to it. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble, a very large bubble. This is your bubble aura. And imagine now that you are adjusting this bubble so that it is 18 inches all the way around your body, over your head, underneath your feet, on all sides of you. And your aura has an eggshell stiff edge to it. And it is a beautiful, beautiful golden color vibration. Your aura is an electromagnetic energy field that carries with it the energy from your heart and your mind, but it also can have other energies that come inside of it that are not part of you. And this is where you want to begin clearing those energies, which we'll do in just a moment. Now imagine outside of your aura is a giant flaming wall, a giant burning flaming violet fire that is 3 feet out in front of you, outside of your aura, and burning from the ground all the way up, a nice large violet flaming wall of fire. This is the wall of purification and releasing energy. Now continue to breathe nice and deeply and easily. As we clear the chakras, they are energy centers that help to regulate the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies. Each chakra has information in it that is significant and important for you in its own way for your optimal balance and way of living and life and manifesting. So put your attention now on your first, second, and third chakras. They are located at the base of the spine is the first chakra, 2 inches below your belly button is the second chakra, and right behind your stomach or the solar plexus area, that's your third chakra. And just take some nice deep and easy breaths, again from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine, and exhale out through the first, second, and third chakras all at the same time. And continue with these deep breaths as you clear these chakras, exhaling out, and the violet flame will receive the energies that are not yours, that no longer serve you, that you no longer have to utilize in any way. The violet flame will receive those energies as they come to the surface of your aura and will gently pull and receive and take out those energies. So just keep breathing. And as you breathe through the first chakra, let go of any energy that would keep you from living the lifestyle you desire, any energy that would keep you in a place of lack, poverty, consciousness, home, clothing, food, health, job. Just let go of everything that would block you from what you choose and how you choose to live your life fully and abundantly. And as you continue to breathe out through these chakras, the second chakra, 2 inches below your belly button, release any sexual energy from way in the past that might have been very wonderful or traumatic, as well as any sexual energy currently and in the present. Even if it's with a loving partner, let go of the energy. It's not yours. And you can enhance and enjoy your relationships even more when you don't have their energy in your space the next time you connect. Also, let go of all of the feelings and energies that are associated with fear and lower vibrational energies, such as depression, apathy, lethargy, jealousy, anger, envy, whatever it is, let it go. Very good. Guilt, grief. And let go of the energies in your third chakra behind your stomach. And that chakra really is the chakra of your own true power. So any energies that have any kind of addiction over you, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be computer game addiction. It may be television addiction, food addiction, drug addiction, sex addiction. Whatever you may have an addiction to, this is the place, this is the time to let it all go so that you can be in your full power. Let go of the addiction to ego so that you may clearly receive and be guided by divine source from your true spirit self. And let go of those people that want to control you, or let go of your need and the ego in such a way as to control others. You may share information, but whether someone chooses to accept it or receive it is up to them. That has nothing to do with you. And if you are insulted or hurt by it, that is the ego. Let it go. And put your attention on the fourth chakra behind your heart and the fifth chakra at the base of your throat. And as you continue to take these nice, deep, and easy breaths, that's all you're doing. Your attention is on the violet flame, and you are breathing through as you inhale from the tips of your toes up through your spine to the top of your head. Exhale out through your heart chakra, which is the fourth chakra, and the throat chakra, which is your fifth chakra. Just continue to exhale slowly and allow the violet flame to receive these energies and purify them. And as you breathe through these chakras, release any energy that keeps you in your fourth chakra from loving yourself, from divinely loving others. Let go of any lack of self-worth. Let go of all of those energies that would keep you from fully acknowledging the divine, perfect spiritual being that you are. Just completely let it go. And let go in your fifth chakra the energy that would keep you from communicating clearly. If you said too much or not enough, let go of the energy that keeps you from listening, truly listening to what someone is saying, to what someone is communicating to you. Release the energy that also has you believing that you're not able to fully express yourself in the way of creating. You are a creative being, created in the way of divine source, which is the ultimate creator. So any energy that has you believing you're not creative, or that you can't create, or it's a struggle to create, or it's too hard to create, let it go. Inhaling easily, deeply, all the way up to the top of your head. Exhaling out through those areas and releasing these energies as the violet flame receives them. And put your attention on your sixth and seventh chakras. The sixth chakra is located in the center of your head, right smack in the middle. And the seventh chakra is on top of your head, the crown chakra. And as you continue to breathe nice and slowly, let go of those energies in the sixth chakra, in the center of your head, that keep you from seeing all energy as perfect the way it is. So any judgments, any criticism, any levels of complaint about the way that the energy flows, the way that it is, the way that it serves you in your life, let that go. For every experience is a form of energy that is perfect in and of itself and is perfect for purposes of serving you, whether you like the way it serves you or not. It does serve you. In that moment, in the present. So let go of the judgment and open to the perspective that is God's perspective. And let go of energy in your seventh chakra as well. Energy that would keep you from being certain and 100% clear about what you know. Let go of doubt, of needing to intellectualize or rationalize. Know what you know. You have access to the full knowledge and awareness of the universe in every area, in every way. It is simply being still and receiving that information so that you know exactly what to do. Be with it and let it go. So as you inhale and exhale, release the energies from the sixth and the seventh chakra. Seventh chakra is at the top of your head. And then release all those, any additional energies that are there from every chakra as you exhale out through every chakra. As you clear the energy also in your aura, nice deep breath all the way up through the spine to the top of your head, and exhale, letting go, completely relaxing, releasing, and letting go. Don't force it, just let it move at its own pace, in its own way. and the violet flame will receive it and purify all of the unwanted energy, leaving your pure energy intact. And the focus for this week is on the fifth dimension and you connection. Now, the fifth dimension is one out of nine, which for our linear brains is like a vertical axis of consciousness, which runs from the center core of the earth all the way up to the core or earth surface through you, all the way up through the top of your head and up through the Milky Way, all the way from the core of the earth up to the Milky Way. And as I speak briefly about the fifth dimension, simply focus on the violet flame and continue to breathe deeply and release whatever sounds, sights, visions, feelings, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, and physical sensations, whatever comes up, let them all go into the flame. Now, the fifth dimension is a realm of light that centers in the human heart, and its resonance is with the earth's biological creatures and plants. For humans, the light's vibrational frequency is the realizable human experience of communion with the divine. This is where you are connected with divine source and you realize the experience of the connection and the love that you have with divine source. Now, our solar system is being awakened by a band of light, and it's called the photon band. And the photon band makes sense in light of some of the discoveries of quantum physics. So photons are particles of light that vibrate with frequency waves, and they carry the full spectrum of the electromagnetic radiation from extremely low frequency waves to very high gamma rays. Now, according to quantum physics, photons split into pairs and travel independently in the universe. Yet, even though they are split and travel independently, they are still able to communicate no matter how far apart they are with each other. So this awakening by high energy gamma rays must be intensifying the frequency ranges in our minds. What you think goes out into the universe, those photons separate, but they communicate with each other, and what you receive back in your experience is what your mind has put out. Now, the gamma rays are an energy of the highest order we know, which means we're really talking about consciousness itself. Now take a deep breath from the first chakra at the base of your spine all the way up to the top of your head, and exhale out the top of your head. And take a deep breath once again from your first chakra, let it go all the way up through your spine, and then exhale out the top of your head, letting go of whatever has come up in this present moment. And continue to focus on your breath, breathing from the first chakra at your tailbone, through the spine, all the way up to the top of your head. Just continual breathing. And just keep focusing on your breath. Nice and easy. Nice and slow. Tune into what each breath feels like. What is it like as you inhale, drawing the breath up, and exhale, releasing it gently, effortlessly, easily. As you keep breathing, pay attention to how your chest rises and falls with every inhale and exhale. Truly and fully focusing on your breath. Keep feeling the breath as you inhale and exhale. And every time you breathe, expand your chest a little bit more. Now allow the breath to rest in the fourth chakra, right where your heart is. Stay focused now on this area at the fourth chakra as you continue to breathe. Keep feeling the breath. As you inhale through the fourth chakra now, hold the breath for a count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and exhale out of the fourth chakra or the heart, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And inhale again through the fourth chakra at the heart, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, holding the breath, and exhale out for 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time as you inhale in through the heart and hold it, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and exhale out slowly, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And as you breathe in and out of your heart in this way, imagine it is illuminated with a pearlescent emerald green color vibration. A beautiful pearlescent emerald green color vibration. Breathing and inhaling into the heart, holding it for 5 seconds. See this beautiful pearlescent emerald green color vibration and exhale out for 5 seconds. And as you continue to breathe, this beautiful color vibration remains present and becomes even brighter and brighter. And expand the space around your heart more and more by slowly opening the fourth chakra. The fourth chakra, like all chakras, is like a camera lens that opens and closes. And now you are opening that fourth chakra slowly but surely until it has expanded and become open 100%. Continuing to breathe as you inhale in through the heart and holding it, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, as it is expanded more, and exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, taking that deep breath in through the heart. The pearlescent emerald green color vibration is getting even lighter, even brighter, more expansive as your heart expands, and exhale nice, easily, slowly, 3, 2, and 1. And allow a slight smile to form on your lips. as the corners of your mouth curl upward. And you're still breathing. You're exhaling in and breathing steadily and in a centered way. As you do this, see how your abdomen also feels. See how your abdomen feels. Just make note of the feelings and everything that might be present there. As you keep breathing through your heart, nice and easily. And start to become aware of other energies in the room. Could be sunlight, the sounds that are coming from outside the room, like birds singing or music playing. Maybe it's someone's voice from another room. No matter what the energy is, allow your heart to welcome it. And as your heart welcomes it, what does this feel like as it moves through your body and into your heart? What does that sunlight feel like, or even the light from the room? What do the sounds feel like as they go into your heart? If this is naturally organic for you, let some of the energy from your heart meet the energy moving toward it. So allow the energy from your heart to extend and expand and meet the energy vibration of the birds singing, the sunlight coming through, music playing, or whatever is happening outside of you in the room. And this can be done with the color vibration expanding and moving out, or it can happen in another way that is most natural for you, where your heart is able to meet the energies surrounding you. Now imagine a living object, such as a plant, a pet, or crystals, or someone you would like to connect with, someone or something you'd like to be with. It can be someone from your past or that's in your life currently. See that person's face or full form, and feel that person or item with your fourth chakra. Experience the complete heartfelt contact with that person or the living object. Now, if you need to ask for or receive forgiveness from that person, do so from your heart. Allow the sincere feelings and energy of love from your heart to ask or receive forgiveness from that person. Speak to that person from your heart. If you want to send love to that person or the object from your heart, now is the opportunity for you to do so. Aim the light from your heart, the pearl essence, emerald green color vibration, to that person and let it glow surrounding him or her. Whoever or whatever it is, stay with that person or that object and let the process continue until there is no more energy to send or receive. What does that feel like? Enjoy the sensation of the love as it passes back and forth. And take another deep breath into your heart and back out again. Is your heart more open? Does it maybe feel tight or painful? If it does, breathe again and let your breath be a paintbrush for your heart. Let your breath be a paintbrush for your heart. Bring in cool, moist, healing energy to your open heart. The breath is allowing this energy to paint the cool, moist, healing energy to your open heart. Be in gratitude and give thanks to your body and your heart for being open right now. The gratitude, the thankfulness will help you to open your heart more and more and more. The little hurts are part of the process of opening up, and they will begin to dissipate as you continue to breathe, as you continue to exchange this full, open, unconditional love. Continue to be grateful, thankful for your heart opening all the way again. Take one more deep breath from the base of your spine at the first chakra all the way up through to the fourth heart chakra. Rest there for a moment and continue the breath up to the top of your head and exhale nice and easily out of the top of your head. And notice where your heart chakra is now, how open it is. Even if it is not opened 100%, allow your heart chakra to rest at a level of opening that is comfortable for you now. It is more open than it was when you started. And the unconditional exchange of love between you and all living persons and objects, the love unconditionally between you and Divine Source has heightened and increased. And this is how you expand your connection between you and the fifth chakra, or the fifth dimension, rather. This is how you expand between you and the fifth dimension. And now surround your body with a great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun. Huge, bright, beautiful golden sun, as bright as you can possibly imagine it. And absorb all or as much of this sun as you possibly can. Completely absorb this sun and then see a second golden sun, big, bright, beautiful golden sun. And just absorb as much of this sun as you can, drinking all of it if you can. And I want to thank you for being with me on the morning miracle meditation today. If you'd like to find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, and Center of Light Miracles, go to centeroflightmiracles.org, discover our courses, our services, and our gifts to you, not only this morning miracle meditation, but also the gift of the recipes for the soul, which are different tips and hints and things that you can do to enhance your spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional bodies. And every week there's something different and special for you. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.